Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hallo, dürfen wir ganz kurz unterbrechen?
Huhu, wir sind Katrin und Tommy Wosch und wir haben einen Podcast, aber nicht irgendeinen Podcast, sondern wir haben den weltweit einzigen Podcast, der 2 Folgen am Tag veröffentlicht.
Also es gibt eine ganze Menge, was hier einzigartig ist. Wir sind ein Ehepaar, das einen täglichen Podcast hat, den es täglich 2-mal gibt, einmal um 5 Uhr morgens, einmal um 5 Uhr nachmittag.
Unser Podcast heißt Ab 17.
Wahnsinnig täglich. Und ist ja leicht zu merken, also immer ab 5. Ja.
Also alle 12 Stunden.
Mhm. Hört es euch einfach mal an, ihr seid wunderbar eingeladen.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Heißt der Podcast.
Hä? Der heißt Ab 17?
Ja.
Ab 17.
Hello, welcome to the English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm joined by Georgie.
Hi Feifei, how are you doing?
I'm actually feeling really rested after the weekend, Georgie. I treated myself to a spa day with a friend. We spent time in the sauna, had a massage, got our nails done, the works.
Feifei, that sounds so relaxing. I'm so jealous. So you use the phrase the works, which is our expression in this program. Can you explain why you used it?
Sure. So when I said the works, I meant everything, or all the possible extras or items you might expect from a situation. You can go to a spa and just relax in the steam room, for example, but me, I did all the activities and used all the facilities, the works. We can use the works in lots of different contexts, can't we? Georgie, can you give us another example?
Yes, sure. So my weekend plan involved a picnic in the park. Lots of people came, which meant there was a lot of food to share. We had sandwiches, salad, olives, crisps, sausages, fruit, and even chocolate. The works.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of food. Let's hear some more examples of the works from our BBC Learning English colleagues.
We threw my dad a party for his 70th birthday, and it had the works, games, loads of food. We had a band, everything.
This car is absolutely filthy. You're going to have to vacuum the insides, clean all the windows, polish everything. The works.
I need to relax, so I've booked an all-inclusive holiday. I get access to the pools, breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, the works.
Wow, so as we've heard, we can use this in lots of different contexts. But Feifei, in the examples we've heard, the works usually comes on its own at the end of a list, almost like an exclamation. Is it always like that?
Well, that's definitely the most common way of using it, so yes. We do sometimes hear with the works when ordering food. For example, when you go to a restaurant and you want to order a pizza with all the toppings, you might say, a large pizza with the works.
Whoa, that sounds very filling. Another similar phrase that people can use in a variety of contexts is the whole shebang. At the picnic at the weekend, we had the whole shebang. I was so full, I couldn't eat dinner.
I'm not surprised. And I did the whole shebang at the spa at the weekend. I felt very pampered.
Okay, let's recap. We've learned the works, which means everything. All the extras you might expect in any given situation.
If you're looking for more English learning resources, you can find vocabulary, grammar, reading, listening practice, the works, or on our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.
See ya.